An emergency decree in Italy allows for the expulsion of European Union citizens deemed to pose a threat to public security. The decree follows the murder of an Italian Navy officer's wife and the arrest of a Romanian immigrant suspect. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports on the controversy.
A special mass was held Thursday night in memory of the 47-year-old woman savagely beaten to death last week. In a sign of ecumenical outreach, the organizers invited Bishop Iosif, the Romanian Orthodox Metropolitan, to preside. An entire people cannot be accused for the crime of one individual, he said. We cannot react to violence by marginalizing or expelling people. He was referring to the emergency decree that lets local authorities expel EU citizens with criminal records or deemed dangerous to public safety in a fast-track process requiring the approval of one judge. Since it went into effect, some 36 immigrants have been expelled. Several thousand more are expected to be kicked out in the next few months. The major targets are Romanians and especially Roma or Gypsies. Valentin Baltanu is a street musician who came to the mass with his 3-year-old daughter.
We came because we are so sad about what happened to the woman. But I'm also very scared. People look at me badly when I start playing my violin. And at school, my son is called a dirty gypsy.
Many Italians are also scared. Italy has seen a surge in immigration recently, up 21% in 1 year. Immigrants now make up more than 6% of the population, similar to France and Germany. Authorities say they were unprepared for the massive influx, and polls show Italians are equally unprepared psychologically. Nearly half the Italian population says immigrants bring crime. And yet, authorities acknowledge that Italy has become the favorite port of call for organized crime groups from all over Europe. Jean-Léonard Touadi, who originates from Congo-Brazzaville, is the Rome councillor in charge of security issues. He adamantly denies that the decree was inspired by racism.
1 year ago, we have noticed an increasing of crimes, mainly committed by people coming from Romania. In the last year, 75% of the people who have been arrested are from Romania.
Even pro-Romanian activists don't challenge this claim. Giancarlo Germani is the president of the Italy-Romania Friendship Association. He says the Italian judicial system is soft on crime.
The word has spread. There's been a large recent criminal migration here. It's understandable. If you commit a robbery in Romania, you get 10 years in jail. But you know that in Italy, nothing will happen to you.
The focus on Romanians, the largest ethnic minority in Italy today, an estimated 1 million, has caused tensions between Rome and Bucharest, which accused Italy of fomenting xenophobia. A day after the decree was issued, a gang of right-wing thugs beat up and stabbed 3 Romanians in a Rome suburb. Adding fire to Italy's first big race relations crisis, right-wing opposition leader Gianfranco Fini said 20,000 Romanians should be expelled from the capital alone. Singling out the Roma, he said, they're unable to integrate into our society. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.